Imagine just ignoring a single piece of junk mail from your bank, and then suddenly your mortgage payments spike by like thousands of dollars a year. Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah, it sounds like an urban legend, right?
Yeah,
But it is very real.
it is. Today we're pulling from this detailed report by the Broker Times. We're unpacking a staggering $36 billion banking shift. So on July 31st, 2026, HSBC quietly announced they're selling their Australian home and personal loan portfolio to Blackstone.
Right, and Pepper Money is stepping in to act as a servicer starting in 2027.
Exactly. And it's basically like finding out your landlord sold your apartment building. You aren't signing a new lease, but this new property manager takes over and they bring some hidden new rules with them.
That's a really great way to look at it. Blackstone actually called this the largest home loan portfolio transaction globally, but outside the finance sector, it barely made a ripple.
Which is wild to me. You might be wondering why you should care if you aren't a mortgage broker. Well, it's a masterclass in how missing a small piece of junk mail can literally cost everyday people tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. And the media shock factor here is huge. Even though the transfer doesn't finalize until 2027, HSBC instantly stopped taking new retail applications.
Right. They just shut the doors to new business overnight.
Exactly. Their entire Australian retail arm is winding down over the next 18 months, and that completely wipes out their unique expat lending niche.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So if you were a non-resident relying on those specific criteria, that option just vanished into thin air.
It's just gone.
Okay,
But the real friction here isn't just about the change in ownership or the lost niche.
let's unpack this. Because Blackstone promised that interest rates, fees, repayment terms, all of that would transfer over completely unchanged, right? So why is this causing an absolute frenzy for brokers?
Well, it's because borrowers aren't just being repriced onto Pepper's advertised rates. The actual structural trap lies in how the offset accounts are handled.
The offsets, right.
Yeah. See, Pepper Money is a non-bank lender. They rely on securitized funding rather than consumer deposits. So legally, they cannot hold traditional transactional bank accounts.
Wait, so what do they do instead?
They are forced to use an offset subaccount. It's basically just a ledger that's attached directly to the loan.
Here's where it gets really interesting. If it's just a subaccount attached to the loan and not a true bank deposit, what happens to the government protections? Like, is their cash still safe?
That is the critical issue here. Because it isn't an authorized deposit-taking institution account, it immediately loses the financial claims scheme guarantee.
Oh boy. It's the difference between keeping your cash in a locked vault that the government insures versus your lender just, writing a credit note on the back of your loan statement.
Exactly. And it gets worse. Transferring this offset balance to the new non-bank structure is strictly opt-in, and there is a hard deadline.
Wait, really? It's opt-in.
Yes, HSBC is sending customers a consent form to make this switch.
So if a borrower assumes it's just, I don't know, a standard policy update and they toss it in the recycling bin, what happens?
If they ignore that consent form, their money doesn't move to the new offset.
Right.
Say you have a $180,000 offset balance on a 6% loan, it suddenly stops offsetting.
Which would cost them what, like $10,800 a year just because they missed a letter?
Yep, $10,800 a year. That credit note basically disappears in terms of saving you interest.
That is a brutal regulatory downgrade forced through a simple mail-out. A massive traditional bank is transitioning customers into a non-bank structural model. Can borrowers just decline the portfolio transfer?
No, they cannot simply decline it. If they don't want to accept this new subaccount reality, their only published way out is to refinance the loan entirely.
Man, so since the borrower is trapped unless they refinance, brokers are the ones left frantically trying to triage this mess.
Oh, they are scrambling.
Huh?
They have to categorize their client list, figure out who has what, and urgently call every single borrower with an offset account.
Because they have to rescue them from this trap before that HSBC mailout lands and the deadline passes?
Exactly. It looks like a seemingly standard corporate portfolio sale on the surface. But underneath, it's actually a high-stakes financial minefield for everyday borrowers who just, don't read the fine print.
Which is why you always have to read the fine print. So we'll leave you with this to mull over today. If a massive traditional global bank is quietly abandoning the everyday retail mortgage market and handing the keys over to private equity giants, what does that signal about the future of who will actually control neighborhood debt in the coming decade?
It's a slightly terrifying thought, honestly.
It really is. Keep a close eye on your mail, everyone.